assumed that a calculation above is accepted as correct, could provide quantitative information of the proportions and order of disturbance in terrestrial life, caused by products designed for these eruptions. A catastrophe of nature that occurred 10 millennia ago, generates three main groups of volcanic products of projection, namely gas, water and lava. Let's start with the lava, as to whether there are already elements allowing its quantitative calculation. As mentioned elsewhere, we're 1.5 to 2 million km3, weighing approximately 5 tons Quatrelhoski solid products, in large blocks, flakes of ash and fine dust. The water vapor transport to the highest layers of the atmosphere. Moreover, the water vapor is always the main product in all volcanic activity, including being the home underwater. To lift and carry those altitudes Quatril has 5 tons of lava, it calculate the water bodies in the volume of at least 4 times its weight, or 20 Quatril hose tons, respectively. 20 million km3. Sequence diagrams. Figure 39. Figure 1. Before the disaster. The turf island is between the continental plates, which occupy a large area above sea level. To the right and left of the island, the lines of fracture, occlusal projection with volcanic rocks. Figure 2. During the disaster, the magma of the substrate, leaving the lines of rupture whooped, is designed to air by evaporating sea water in and then dispersed. The level of magma starts to fall, and macerus involving toxic gases and flood the continents. Figure 3. After the disaster. Under the island turf, the surface of the magma has undergone considerable depression and fell so appreciable. The chunk that island followed isosteli elementi kneeling, turning it into a massive underwater ground floor, the two peaks of their mountains become rocky islands. The tectonic plates have continental kneeling in their internal borders and were in a position somewhat oblique. Therefore, on one hand the coastal areas decreased, while the other rose. Then a cubic meter of water, weighing a ton, would have carried some 250 kilograms of lava, in the form of ash, with a partial volume of some 100 liters, or 10% of space occupied by water. This works with estimated percentage of water, to be considered before and lower than high. However, it considered that in its northern area, the Atlantic holds some 200 million km3 of sea water. Therefore, only 10% of the volume of water would have participated in this disaster of dispersion. Although this 10% were divided evenly over the surface Atlantic, were designed to demean their level, water mobility is much higher than the washerland, therefore, no delay in resettle in their equipotential plane, temporarily unbalanced. Thus, bodies of water for both not available in the North Atlantic, was met by the South Atlantic, therefore, the surface of the ocean level has no depression to form, for example as formed in the strata of basic magma in process of sudden cooling. However, the comparison is the amount of 20 million km3 of water, as established, which would have evaporated and brought 2 million km3 of magma, on the one hand, with the Earth's water reserves, totaling 2,400 million km3, the other hand, comes to the conclusion that a tiny portion of that total, or 120 shares, were engaged in the disaster. However, until these bodies of water returned to the sea in the world, its level dropped, temporarily, up to 40 meters, during a few weeks. Then the water must have risen a little beyond your normal level, because the absorption of water, released by the magma, would strengthen the terrestrial water cycle. Although these processes of compensation, in itself, were very impressive, had no resonance in the legends of the deluge, which is explained by the fact the people, witnesses that disaster, received and recorded in memory impressions very strong and terrifying. The last of the three groups of products mentioned is the gas eruption. In addition to water vapor, already mentioned, consist mainly of carbon dioxide, or better, carbon dioxide, CO2, and in suffocating gases such as vapors of sulfur and sulfuric acid, hydrochloric acid and ammonia salt, and chlorides of iron and copper, boric acid compositions of cyanogen and many others. Among these, the highly rarefied components, such as carbonic acid, sulfuric acid and hydrogen chloride, are the most dangerous, because they spread over large distances and affect with its heat and toxicity to humans and animals, especially the non-combustible gases and carbonic acid gas under the pressure of magma were directed to a distant target in the ozone layer, between 32 and 48 kilometers altitude. These layers of ozone plays vital role in terrestrial life, protecting the Earth against harmful ultraviolet rays of the sun, from short waves to absorb them. Therefore, compared with the upper and lower layers of the neighboring regions, the ozone always of higher temperatures. The effects of interference in the ozone layers of the Earth were felt after only a few centuries of the disaster. The UV influenced terrestrial life in survivors of the disaster about to change its genetic code. In December 1919, Day and his colleagues analyzed the gases expelled by Halemaumau crater in Monte Kelea'ia, Hawaii, fairly typical for the composition of volcanic gases, and therefore also of the gaseous components of products designed for the disaster Atlantis. Here is their analysis. Percentage of weight carbonic acid. 42.9 nitrogen. 25.8 water. 27.5. Sulfur dioxide. 3.7. It was found that the gases containing 1.5 times more carbonic acid to water vapor, estimating the percentage of absorption of water released by the magma to be scattered on a per thousand of marine water vapor, there is minus a percentage of weight of the order of 1.5 per thousand of carbonic acid contained in the volume engaged in global water catastrophe. As this volume was about 20 quadrille hose tons, the percentage of carbonic acid reached to 30 billion tons, or 3 times the total volume of carbonic acid in the air today. These data can deduce that with the disaster Atlantida were released large quantities of gases asphyxiants, since a cubic meter of carbonic acid weighs about 2 kilograms. Only with the gas it would quadrille hose of 15 cubic meters. But this was still low compared to the overall atmosphere of the total represents only a so, thousandth. Moreover, not only were the 3 quadrille hose tons of volcanic ash, found for the North Atlantic, and thus that terrible black clouds were directed to the east, were also accompanied by no fewer than 20 quadrille hose tons of water, in the form of wet steam, pregnant with rain, which, together with the particles of magma, were designed to air during the disaster. These numerous tiny particles and crystallites of the salt, always originate with the evaporation of sea water, form nuclei for condensation, ideal for the drops of rain, hail them on the water vapor, in the process of gradual cooling. Thus, the projected ash, rich in salt content, with the sea water that followed, is a likely source of an unimaginable natural rainfall over vast areas of wilderness. As mentioned above, the winds from the west, predominantly in high latitudes, leading to the east and on the plate tectonics of the Old World the cloud, threatening, dyed black from the ashes, while the monsoon of east led them on the region's tropical New World. Thus, two regions rise up characteristics of rainfall. Stage of the scenes of horror, perpetuated the legend of the deluge, which arose between the peoples inhabiting the regions affected. With this, our recovery has reached a point long the subject of debate and because the biblical story of the flood, is of great interest everywhere. So start with the eye toward the east, with the countries of the classical legend of flood. Quatril has 20 tons of water, mixed with 3 quatril hose tons of ash, distributed in a manner roughly equivalent on the overall area of northern Eurasia, give us a rainfall of 30 meters on average. That is almost an inexhaustible reservoir from which the deluge was shot on the Old World. Then they really open the floodgates of heaven and the depths where the waters of all springs, all the streams, brooks, rivers, large and small, and grew continuous rains a terrorize adoramenti with unimaginable, endless, mixing with the Macarius to a devastating flood, destroyed all life on Earth. The fall of the planetoid was subject to that exact time and place of impact, just that line breaking, ultra sensitive, in the Atlantic, which then burst and, by combining the forces of fire with water, among others, they also created huge flood regions, where there was flooding characteristics, known generically as the flood. This is the patent and clear exposure of the entire causal series. Another issue is the interpretation on the religious and the metaphysical sense. Given the tremendous natural phenomenon, the religious and historical traditions, it must say those few words, since under the natural sciences, the rejection of the legends of the flood is almost always due to the denial of religious and mythical components involved and which are regarded as unacceptable. In this case, the motivation, justified or not, does not exist. At the genesis of natural flood also, clearly outlined before our eyes. Let's start with the flood in Mesopotamia. The country between the two rivers was not only flooded by waters of Tigris and Euphrates rivers, as is sometimes assumed, in an attempt to explain the legend of their deluge, but still suffered precipitation of rain and mud, oversized, preceded by Machaerus also huge. The Epic of Gilgames describes the harbinger of disaster and because of no way exaggerated, saying, "Then came the time when the sovereigns of darkness sent a terrible rain. I looked this time and it was terrible to look. At dawn, there were clouds, black as the raven. All of the evil spirits were released and all the brightness turned into darkness. The south wind wheezed, water thunder. The waters have risen up to the mountains. The water drowned all the people. For 6 days and 6 nights, the rain fell like floods. On the seventh day to calm down the waters early, there was a silence and after the battle, the sea is calmed and the torrents of doom silence him. I looked and saw the time and was calm. All the people were turned into mud. The soil of the earth was deserted, desolate." The Epic of Utnapishtim gives this narrative to great-grandfather of Gilgames, the Sumerian Noah, the only man on earth warned in time by God and which, sheltered in his chest, survived the flood, and then, along with his wife, be transported to the West Sea at the mouth of the rivers to an island of bliss. This was the remaining land of Atlantis, the mysterious country of Tlili, Lan, Tlapalan of Mayan legends. It seems that the narrative has authentic details such as the terrible rain, the horrible weather, the dark clouds as the crow, the transformation of the light of day in the dark of night, the water going up the mountains and, finally, the huge masses of mud, originated with the ash, precipitated with the rain, covering all life on earth, whose land was desert, desolate. For a long time, this narrative was ridiculed as a fable or myth. Tried to reduce it by qualifying it with exaggerated legend, overvalued and in a very small disaster site, until, in 1928, Leonard Woolley and his collaborators made since their famous excavations at Ur, Ka, War and met within Sophie's Mavel a remnant of that flood, supposedly legendary. By that time, the researchers found a thick layer of alluvial mud of 2.5 meters, free from any object to identify it, situated well below the tombs of kings primitive Sumerians and some 12 meters below the present land surface. Woolley could not doubt that there was irrefutable evidence, proving the occurrence of a flood really huge. Moreover, Woolley would be the last to doubt this fact. It had to have their lists of the Sumerian dynasties until the actual time of the flood. Woolley date this sterile layer of alluvial mud of the 4th millennium before the Christian era. But the title that he was authorized to make such dating, in the case of one layer with no trace to identify it, to the island's more adept could only say that, of course, be older than the other layers around it, where archaeological finds have been made, however, may need its date. In any case, the argument is untenable. Woolley, saying that the sterile layer of alluvial mud was originally a huge flood, similar to those that supposedly are repeated on the land located between the Euphrates and Tigris rivers, always subject to flooding. Such events do not produce at all rock strata. When the sea invades the land, or the rivers overflow their beds, the water lead to unbridled roll down what they find in their path, people, animals, houses, objects of use. In flooded areas, this means that the sediment mixing with the sludge and the fertile land taken by the waters. Therefore, there or there, the alluvial strata thus generated should close some findings, such as human and animal bones, pieces of fossilized wood, artifacts, finally, archaeological material. This sequence of ideas allows for the conclusion that the strata, without any object to identify it, located by Woolley, cannot be the product of such a flood. Only a rain of ash and mud, the same as occurred some 10 millennia ago and which has everything that was on its way, would be able to produce, as final pellet, a layer of alluvial clay finely granular. Without doubt, this stratum could not close any archaeological finding, because before becoming fossil entire area has been completely washed by the rainwater and dissolved in the sea. The geological evidence for these 2.5 meters of alluvial clay attest to the fact that flooding, which the Bible describes, broke up all the sources of the great chasm opened up and the cataracts of the sky and rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And the waters swell prodigiously on earth, and all the highest mountains, which is under the whole heaven, were covered. The water is raised above the hills 15 cavados, which had covered. And the waters covered the earth for 150 days. Gen. 7, 11, 12, 19, 20, 24. It would be an exaggeration. Is the water actually covered the hills on the outskirts of the plains of Mesopotamia? The thickness of the layer, measured by Woolley, gave rise to a quantitative control since this alluvial stratum represents the remaining quantities of mud fell from the sky, which were not brought to the sea, with massive runoff of rain deluge but as sedimentary substrate, remained on dry land, soil continental flooded. However, only a small portion may well have been as reminders, representing just over 5% to 10% of total mass of mud. If all the mud was deposited, the layer would not have the sterile thickness of 2.5 meters, but 25 to 50 meters. An estimated average of 20 parts of water to 3 parts of ash and mud, as the specific weight of these substances is 3 kilograms per liter, a part of the volume of mud for 20 shares of the water, it was found thus the volume of water involved in that process. The corresponding layer thickness of water was 20 times higher than that of the layer of mud, calculated without loss, so the order of 500 to 1000 meters. Floods rising to such heights can fully cover hills and mountains and even beyond in 15 cavados their peaks. Across the country between two rivers, at the time populated mainly by shepherds and nomadic peoples, almost absent an elevation of the ground, capable of offering protection against the fury of such bodies of water. Therefore, the biblical story is not exaggerating. Furthermore, one could argue that the rainfall was computed as being of only 30 meters on average and, therefore, as possible to the water, flooding the Mesopotamian, points to go up much higher, well beyond that brand? The answer is easy. The average rainfall is not the decisive factor, but the actual proportion of water invading the area which in turn depends on their geographical conditions. In Mesopotamia, the rains would be normal not sufficient to feed the two big rivers, the Euphrates and Tigris, which reach their proportions only because of travel from a wide catchment area, which extends far beyond Mesopotamia, where its waters are being thickened by a large number of tributaries. This applies also to the hydrographic conditions during the flood, then abnormal, with respect to quantitative factors, also for these volumes of water to Mesopotamia. The valley between two rivers giants, worked as a dam, capturing the water from rain, fell across the northern region and accumulating them to grow and rise to heights that average multiple of 30 m of rainfall, found for the whole Eurasia. So, is fully justified to say that the finding of Woolley represents a qualitative and quantitative evidence of the authenticity of the reports of the flood, as recorded in biblical texts and Sumerians. Furthermore, the biblical tradition is also confirmed by a quantitative examination of the specific conditions. The catchment area of the Euphrates and Tigris rivers occupies an area of some 800,000 square kilometers, with rainfall of 30 meters on average, increased with the bodies of water invading the country. The south, approximately 50 billion m3 of water came to be in dam reservoirs of Mesopotamia. The average length of flow path is 700 km. Therefore it is calculated with the following cross flow: 50 billion divided by 700,000 equals 70 million m2. The leakage of the dam of Mesopotamia is one of 160 kilometers wide, so the bodies of water covering the entire lower part of the country between two rivers, which leaked slowly, they must have reached a depth of 500 meters. This value gives approximately the estimate obtained for the sedimentation of the masses of clay. Moreover, the topography Mesopotamia is there to take the last doubts about the authenticity of the biblical story of the flood. Although in poetic language, the Bible describes actual facts, without the slightest exaggeration, saying, "All the flesh that moved on the earth was consumed, the birds, animals, reptiles and all the beasts that walk the trails on the earth and all men. Everything that breathes and has life on earth, all died. And were exterminated every living thing on earth that had provided the man to the beasts, both reptiles and birds of the sky, everything was destroyed the earth, it was only Noah and those with him in the chest." Gen. 7:21-23. "People were turned into mud," is that also the Sumerian story. "But that also killed the birds. For the birds that failed to save themselves from floods, which Woolley and others, has not passed a flood of major proportions. For both should have just left the flooded plains of the river mouth and flown to highest points. Why did not? Why could not do it? The very strong rain, incessant, but also birds, drowning them in the maelstrom of the total destruction of all life. It is precisely this point, the death of the birds, the Evenstar, that at all, that disaster cannot be regarded merely as a qualified marine flooding. The deluge of rain did not rain a common, more intensity, were totally different and incomparably more dangerous. The huge saturation of air with the condensation nuclei can be made that each cubic meter of air contains up to 1 kilogram of rainwater mixed with sewage sludge. This would be an extreme value. In this case, the mass of clouds, in such weather can produce rainfall of 30 meters on average, should have reached an altitude of 30 kilometers, on average, which is 3 times the altitude of Mount Everest. These mountains of clouds, whose tops deeply enter the stratosphere, were black, negrissimas due to its high ash content. Moreover, the report also mentions that Sumerian detail, it happened that these particles then acquired high electrostatic charge, so lightning flashing through the dark clouds and then detonate in tremendous electrical discharges, while they were pierced by funnels heat and hurricanes of incredible intensity and potential. The biblical account reported that one man was saved from disaster. In the Epic of Gilgames, "Your name is Yutnapiktim," in the Bible, is called No. The ark would have crossed the waters to Fury, and when disposed of, brought on Mount Nyssa. North American researchers, who have taken this report to foot the bill, they have distinguished with their binoculars the contours of the Ark of Noah, the glacier covering the summit of Mount Ararat. That would be mountains of 5,188 meters of altitude. With the same Nyssa, the biblical mountain? Dr. Bender, geologist and oil prospector, expert from the region, doubted this. He argued that even a flood of the proportions of the flood would never be able to carry floating objects, or by ships, by 1,100 kilometers on mountain ranges of 2,000, or 4,000 meters of altitude. If this were possible, then the remnants of the flood should have been arrested once, at the beginning, the first of the highest peaks, which in this case would be the mountain of Kudi, a massive limestone and dolomite, located in west-east direction, amounts to 1,600 meters above the plains, which slope gently up to 400 meters high and where the Tigris River had its gravel-shaped terraces. This conjecture proved to be correct. A scholarly hawker found in ancient scriptures a passage Arabs, saying that the Ark of Nug, this is the name given to the biblical patriarch Muslim, docked in the mountains of Al-Judi. And a Kurdish sheikh said that since time immemorial that there is a sacred site located, the destination of pilgrimages, where, buried beneath the sands, would be wood asphalt, would be the remnants of the Ark of Nug who dig up and find, wall, it could remove a splinter, to save it as invaluable amulet against sorcery and disease. Soon after, Dr. Bender went to the place indicated. They had to remove the snow, sand and found under the sand ran into a layer of decomposed humo, ending a bit dark as pitch, rest a body, with traces of asphalt. It is the wood? Wood of Noah's Ark? How does the Bible speaks? Bring an ark of cypress wood, far as the ark and a few small rooms at Calphar to it with bitumen inside and out. Gen. 6, 14. It would with this, really, of a floating object, dating to the days of deluge. It is difficult to date the find, the remains of wood because there are minimal and extremely closed rotos. However, beyond this, there are other strong. The sand covering the humo contains quartzite dust, like the sand of the sea. How does the powder of quartz would have reached up to 1,200 meters altitude, rising by terraces of the river Tigris, where the whole region there are only rocks limestone and dolomite, but no primitive rock, which split, would have provided the grains of quartz. This sand can only be of seafood. And only the water could have led to the top of the sand and kudi object floating organic, processed in humo, depositing them there, in an alluvial depression, perfectly identifiable as such, open to the south, set in place for its discoverer, namely, the exact location where, in the symbolic language of the Bible, once the patriarch celebrated the new covenant with his God, under the light of seven colors of the rainbow. However, there is still a point to clarify. The northwest rain's deluge came, what they found in their path led to the southeast, to the Persian Gulf. So how could any floating object will stop in the mountains of Kudi, located in northeast? And as the deluge, which supposedly would have reached 500 to 1,000 meters in height, any object could be transported to 1,600 meters above the plain. Well, there is a plausible explanation, even for this question. In times remotissimos existed in Central Asia, the plateaus of Mongolia, an internal sea, surrounded by chains of high mountains, which started during the disaster, but the route to the beach that still separate internal sea, to this day, its waters descended on the Dardanelles Strait, as the flood of Foron, and there are mixed with the waves from the focus of the disaster, gathered their forces and gave several laps around the globe, making the rise in ocean waves thousands of meters high. The sea faced the masses of water and rain, and invaded Mesopotamia before you can kill the flood. The salt water destroyed the villages and led to the northwest on all that they managed float. That tragedy of dramatic hell, the thunderous waves, water reservoirs, the sea and the incessant rain played their respective roles and have made the flood in Mesopotamia rise up to 2,000 m above sea level, or 1,600 meters above the base of the mountains Kudi. In back, the flood deposited objects floating in it which brought the counter currents and currents formed SIFOs located, equal to that caused the depression, open to the south, at the top of the mountain of Kudi. In course of time, sand, sea sand mixed with substrates deposited by rain deluge, came to cover them, the dry alluvial depression. Under the sand of quartzite, the wood rotted. What was stored in those pieces are humo, showing traces of asphalt, the amulets, witnesses seedlings of biblical flood, that the Bible was right, that was right with your story, so long contested and debated. Finally, the relationship between the causey biblical flood and the disappearance of Atlantis can fix time around 9000 BC, this fact always put in doubt and, thus, presumably also the first real dating biblical, susceptible of scientific proof. As is the case in Mesopotamia, also in other eastern countries there was total destruction, caused by rain of blood and mud and terrible floods. They say that an earthquake would open the Straits of Dardanelles, and tremendous mass of water caused the overflow of the internal sea in Mongolia, which disposed the Caspian and Black Sea, would have flooded those areas pre Greek for 9 long days. This disaster is linked to the names of King and Pillars Go Phoron Duke Liao, son of Prometheus. Phoron was considered as the Greek Adam, the first man to be created.